What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Anything But Credible, aka the ABC Pod. My name is Dukes. I got the guys with me, Keith, Griff. What's happening, fellas?
What's good, homie?
What's up, guys?
Guys, it's been a week. It's just us. We had a little hot streak there with some guests coming on. It's just us this week. How you guys doing? How we feeling?
Yo, geez. I'm doing good, but I got a couple things that is just eating at me.
Okay, start us off.
Got some gripes.
Okay. First gripe. It's springtime now.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to eat outdoors. I hate eating outdoors.
I'll back that up.
You agree?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's bugs outside.
There's bugs, first off.
Wait, so you're not in, you know, like the whole patio living, you know, like.
It's the most overrated thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, yeah. Like, I'm seeing every day this week, I've seen a different article about, you know, best St. Louis patios, best. Why not? Why aren't you talking about the
if
patio?
If you want to go out and drink on a patio, boom. I'm in.
This man is
totally in. Totally in to drink on a patio. But eat? No way, dude.
Why?
No way. I hate
speaking my mind right now, Keith.
Dude. First off, bugs. Second off, wind. Just whipping up the entire table.
It
just
happens.
Ruining the entire experience. It pisses me off every single time.
French fries go blowing around. It's a disaster.
You can't lose your fries.
Like last Sunday, it was so damn windy. Oh, let's go eat outdoors. Yeah. No. I didn't agree.
Not happening.
But of course, I get dragged outside.
And what happened, Keith?
Oh, there's chips all over the table. It was a Mexican restaurant. Chips all over the table. Salsa being spilt. Oh. And everybody's just looking at me like, oh, when's he's gonna break.
He's about to blow.
He's about to flip this table or something. He's about to go Hulk on everybody. And I was close.
Is it fair to say that, I mean, you just gotta pick your days? Like, what about if it's a, okay, here's an example. Last night, what about, is it just a daytime thing? Like, what about when the sun's going down? Last night, me and my girlfriend, or is it my girlfriend and I don't know, but we went to, we sat on the on the patio and ate dinner, and it was about like 8 o'clock, you know, it's dark out, and it's cool, you know, it's not, it was nice, it was, wasn't windy, and it was like a perfect temperature. I mean, perfect.
It's still pre-bug season.
Oh, so it's early.
Oh, yeah, it's still early.
I don't know if it's pre-bug season anymore.
They're coming.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Well, I will say this. I do agree with you. I hate, anyone that knows me knows, I hate mosquitoes.
Yeah. Do you want a Zika burger?
No. Definitely don't
want one. No, nobody wants a Zika burger. It's ridiculous.
It's going to be the hottest thing on the menu this summer. It's
almost as bad as ketchup, bro.
Yeah.
Almost as bad.
Whoa.
Some Zika sauce. You don't want no Zika sauce.
Dude.
No, tzatziki sauce.
Yeah, that's delicious. Yeah. That is delicious, actually.
But, yeah. Bro. So, don't eat outdoors.
Mosquitoes don't like ketchup. It's a known thing.
I'm a human being. We invented shelter.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, air conditioning.
You're sounding like
I can eat at a perfect temperature.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
I like it a little cool when I eat. You know?
Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
But like if you get the meat sweats. Yeah, exactly.
Guys, I get it. But do you realize how much of a Debbie Downer you guys are sounding like? I mean,
we're talking about
you guys are making it sound like every time that you go outside, you're in the middle of 95 degree blazing heat.
No.
Only when I'm eating.
Only when I eat.
Only when I eat. That's the only time I don't want to be outside.
And drinking beer is beautiful outside.
Oh, I love it. My favorite pastime. Okay,
so you're just saying just the actual process of sitting down and eating food. It just cannot be done outside.
Yeah.
Essentially.
So unless, you guys will never, ever, have later down the line and have families, you'll never do picnics.
Oh, I mean, I obviously will have to. It will not be my decision.
You'll still be against it.
Okay. There's no doubt. Unless you put up like a canopy with a bug net.
Wow.
Yeah, bro, I don't eat outside. Okay.
No child of mine will eat outside.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are laying down the laws. Okay, all right, I hear you.
I got another one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Come back.
Right. Okay.
All right.
So, walking into the Blues game last Sunday.
Yeah.
Going to the Blues game, last game of the season.
Shout out.
This guy's holding up his program, and it says, third place champs.
Oh, boy. I know where this is going.
That's not a champ.
That's not a champ. You can't be the champion of third place. Yeah. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just want to let it be known. We won third place. We are not the champs, okay, by any means. All right? We are third in our division. I don't even know where we stand in the conference.
Yeah, I hear
it's ridiculous.
There's one champ.
There can only be one.
Yeah. that's kind of goes on the same thing as like giving the participation trophies.
It's along those lines. Ridiculous.
I'm with you on this one. That is
absolutely ridiculous.
Was this a shirt? What was this?
No, it was a program.
So the Blues made this.
No, it was like one of those guys hustling his own program.
I was
gonna
say,
outside,
I think the Blues know better than to do that nonsense.
I would hope.
They're not trying to celebrate being third. I highly doubt that because we're behind Chicago. There's no way they'd be like, yay.
Is this the Flint, Michigan Mega Bowl or whatever?
It's like winning a bronze medal in
the tropics or a semi-pro.
Oh, yeah, the Flint. Yeah,
it's like winning a bronze medal than expecting your anthem to play. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, okay, so we're going to the Olympics.
But I'm special too.
I get that.
Yeah.
But you're third place special.
Do they actually play it?
Not
bronze?
Special enough.
What?
Do they play it for bronze? I don't.
No, they only
play for gold. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, you can't go up on the podium and expect your.
Dude, where's my anthem, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I hear
that's ridiculous.
Quite a third of it. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, you only get you get 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Pussification, man.
I hear you. I'm with you.
It's ridiculous.
Griff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of cold earlier this week, but, it went away in time for the podcast, so. Feeling great now.
Man, we were saying you get sick more than anybody I've ever known.
When the weather changes, my body doesn't seem to know how to deal with it, and I just get like a cold. It's not allergies because it kept swaying a couple of days, but it's like, I don't know. I get some pretty nasty colds.
Yeah, you're always coming down with something.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, I don't have any gripes. I do have some pretty exciting news.
Oh, yeah.
Drop it on us, bro.
I was in a music video last weekend.
What?
Yeah. I think it was on like Show Me St. Louis or something too.
Wait, oh, you're talking about for the Blues thing? Yeah. I saw you, Griff.
Wait, what? You seen it?
Dude, I saw you.
Oh, it's like the worst song ever, but it's just some blues like hype up song. Literally the whole song is I'm just saying, let's go blues. Let's go blues over and over again.
How did you get into this?
Yeah, so we were up at Milo's last Saturday and playing some bocce ball. Me and Schwartz are on one end playing and guy just comes up and says they're making a music video for the Blues and asks if we'll be in it.
Really?
And so, like, just they played this music and he's filming us as it came over to the Let's Go Blues part, which was the only part of the song, just on repeat. We had to fist pump. And I'm on it. You can find it on YouTube, ladies.
Yeah, it was, it was you and Schwartz, right?
Yeah, Ben James. We're famous. Yeah.
You guys are pretty famous.
Yeah.
I noticed though, whoever made that video, at least the one that I saw, whoever made that video, I think they messed with the timing a little bit because it looked like you guys were a little off on the.
Yeah, we weren't in sync either. Like James, like definitely half second ahead of me.
That's funny.
It was weird because you just like wanted us to act like we're playing bocce ball, right? And then
just,
it comes up and then
turn
you
over.
Had to look at the camera.
I can only imagine Griff going,
yeah,
throw bocce ball, bocce ball,
bocce,
and then just looking over and just.
Yeah, my inner
pointing at the camera.
My inner monologue was like, okay, you can do this, Tim. Do this.
You're a champ. You're a fighter. You can do this.
You can look at the camera.
Did you get,
pump your fist, goddamn it.
How was it being on camera? Did it weird you out? It weirds a lot of people out.
Yeah.
Having that camera, knowing that it's pointing at you.
A little bit.
See, I hate getting pictures taken of me. So I am not an actor.
It's a weird, the weird thing about.
Steals your soul, bro.
Oh, yeah. Is that what they say?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Zoolander said it was the Aborigines.
I don't think it's the Aborigines. Yeah, it might be Aborigines. There's definitely people who believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Some native peoples.
I'm anti-picture as well.
God damn.
I mean,
cameras are a crazy thing, man. People are like, yeah, it's cool. I'll just sit in front of there and do stuff. But I'm telling you what, man, when you sit in front of there, you know that thing's on you. You act a little differently, without even knowing.
It's all of a sudden, what do I do with my hands?
Start getting weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
All the natural things you normally don't think about all of a sudden start occurring to you.
Yeah. I'm sure I'd get super red in the face.
Oh, yeah. You would. You start sweating real quick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I played it off pretty cool.
Yeah. Nice, Tim.
Cool as a cucumber.
Nice, too.
Well, we'll have to look out for that. Everybody out there, sir, I don't even know. What's the name of that? What's the name of the song? Is it just called Let's Go Blues? Who's it by?
Not even totally sure, but if I had to bet, it's probably called Let's Go Blues.
What kind of celebrity doesn't even know what the own band?
You can find it on my Facebook.
Music video, right?
Rock, rap, what kind of genre?
It's rock. Yeah, I mean, it was rock, like musical going on, music going behind it, but I mean, the lyrics were just Let's Go Blues.
Okay.
Dope.
Well, cool.
Bring home a W.
I got something. It's not really gripey. Well, I don't know. It might be. I just I noticed this thing at work this mm-hmm. last week, and I thought it was just a one-time thing, but it's happened like 4 times now, and it's really bugging me out. There's this guy, and so I work at a, it's a big building. It has like 14 floors. I'm on the 5th floor, but there's a lot of different like financial offices and a lot of different things, you know, guys wearing, these are not, it's not like, there's no like people, everyone's dressed nicely. It's not yes. Like a marketing firm or somewhere you might be able to wear jeans or something. You know, these guys are wearing suits and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And this guy, I keep catching this guy in the middle of the day brushing his teeth in the bathroom. It weirds me out. Does it not? It doesn't weird you out?
No. I mean, not really.
We're not talking about in the morning when he gets there. This is like 1, 2 p.m. He'll just go to the bathroom and brush his teeth.
I just chalk it off as a weird guy.
I mean, a lot of people brush their teeth after every meal.
What?
Yeah.
Nobody does that. Who does that?
Lots of people.
I've heard of this, but I think I can remember like one kid in my class.
How many people
in
you know
school?
Brush their teeth after every meal?
Me personally, nobody. But I'm sure there's people out there.
So you're saying though, but if you're like, oh shit, I really need to brush my teeth, you'd go into a public restroom and brush your teeth? Like that's disgusting.
Bro, what if he had some popcorn for lunch or something? You gotta get them kernels out, bro.
That's like a toothpick. That's not a full brush.
That is a job for toothpick.
You guys realize that his stuff that in the morning when he brings to work, it's his coffee, his briefcase, his files. Don't forget my toothbrush and toothpick. That's weird.
He's probably got that in his drawer.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Okay, well that's even weirder. Like that's weird.
Dude, I don't think that's weird.
It's not?
Not to me at least. I think I would. I mean, I would.
What if it wasn't?
I would brush my teeth at work.
I think it's weird.
What if I didn't start off by leading with saying that it's kind of a nice building and a nice bathroom? Would that change? What if he was on a gas station attendant?
No,
it wouldn't weird you out.
No,
it wouldn't gross you out.
No,
do you know the guy's brushing his teeth in that nasty ass bathroom.
What is so gross about brushing your teeth?
It's not. It's the fact that you're doing it one in public's weird, and two, it's gross because the bathroom. It's not your bath. It's gross, right? I don't know.
I don't think
the
public thing seems pretty weird.
It's interesting that you're feeling this because being such a private pooper that you are,
I am.
We talked about, but openly toothbrusher. It's interesting.
I mean, I'm not going to be ashamed of brushing my teeth.
I'm not ashamed of it either. It's just, I'm not. He shouldn't be ashamed of it. It's just how weird it is.
Shouldn't
out.
Be ashamed to poop.
I guess it's a little off, but I mean.
Let's just say this. I've never seen anybody else do it.
Maybe the dude's just a weird OCD freak.
I think that's what it's probably.
How many people have you guys ever, well, let me ask this. How many people have you guys ever caught brushing their teeth
I think there was a kid
in your life.
In my grade school that did it. But that's it.
That doesn't count.
That's all
have
I
you
know
ever
of.
Caught? Have you ever walked in on somebody brushing their teeth in a public bathroom?
No.
Then it's not normal. If you've never done it in 25, 6 years, you've never done it. It's not normal.
I don't know. Where do truck drivers brush their teeth then?
That's different.
Public bathrooms.
That is different. They're on the road.
Just saying, bro.
Stop.
Just saying.
Where did Will Smith and his child brush their teeth when they were pursuing God. Happiness?
Now you guys are just getting ridiculous. Now you guys are getting ridiculous.
No, man. I guess
make valid points, Nick. Valid points.
I guess
points.
It's a little weird, but I'm not like, I don't know. I don't think it's like that strange.
All right. I guess just me. Well, all right. Well, then.
Now, Tim agrees with you.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
Well, it is
yeah.
weird. I mean, I just feel like
right now.
I feel like an easy judge if something's weird or not is like how many times in your life have you seen it? You're like, well, I've seen that like 10, 12 times. Okay, that's fine.
Well, I mean, they make those little
still
wisp
pretty weird.
Things.
It's only 10, 12 times.
No, yeah. You can brush
that's
your
different.
Teeth
that's
with.
Different.
Yeah, it's different. I'm
you
talking,
don't need a, you don't need a whole sink and shit for that.
I'm talking full on brush.
But maybe
this
dude wants a deep clean after he eats, bro.
And it's
that's
not,
weird of him.
Yes, and it's not. You know what else is weird too? It's not even like he's bringing the mini toothpaste tubes like a travel one. It's the full tube.
Yeah, dude, because he has it in his drawer at
work.
Yeah,
it's definitely in his drawer at work.
That's weird.
And, okay, how good are these? Is this dude's teeth?
Like, oh, no, I'm not looking at him.
Teeth model-esque or?
I don't know. I hope so. If you brush it.
Yeah, dude, they better be pretty good.
Yeah, they got to be good.
Bro.
Either that or they're on the brink of really bad. And he's like, he's like trying to make up.
Maybe he's using that one.
I mean, would you be weirded out if people took their teeth out, like their dentures, and put them in a glass?
Yeah. In the bathroom? Yeah.
I would.
At their desk?
I would wish they didn't.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah. You do that shit at home.
Certain things are private.
All right.
The denture taken out, certainly one.
Yeah, dentures. That's kind of crazy.
I got a friend with a falsie, and he has to take it out before he eats.
Sucks.
Well, then I don't know. I mean, hey, maybe after a while, after like having that for a year, you don't really care anymore. I don't know, but
I don't
where
know.
I'm at. Let me tell you something that I do have a gripe about real quick.
Okay.
This weekend, fellas, is Easter, of course.
Yes.
And so what comes with Easter?
Peeps.
You get to say the word hallelujah again.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry, okay. Bit of Catholic school coming back.
Okay.
Wow.
It's the first thing that I remember.
Good for you, Griff.
I honestly forgot all about that.
Good for you, Griff.
Boom.
Yes, peeps, but I'm not even going to get into peeps. Guys, what comes around is the goddamn Cadbury Eggs TV commercial.
Oh.
That they're still playing the same one from 1980, whenever it is.
It's a great commercial.
No, it's not. It's just it's literally just a bunny with some old guy saying, eat Cadbury eggs. And it's just like.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the lion one where they had the testing for the Cadbury egg.
Bunny. Oh, that is. Yeah, that's
class.
That's a good one.
That's it.
That's classic.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Isn't there a bunny in there?
Yeah, at the end, I think.
Yeah, the end.
Because he becomes a bunny, right?
Yeah, he turns into. Guys, make a new commercial.
I think you're just
hating. Bro, it's working.
That doesn't bug you guys?
It's working.
Super effective.
It's nostalgia.
I'm over two with you guys. I'm over two. Okay, I know somebody else out there feels me because I've had this conversation with multiple people. It's just like one of those things where I'm just like, come on.
Step your game up.
Spend $1,000 and get
it. I can understand that, yeah.
Commercial, man.
Well, at least like get it digitally redone and make it look nice.
Exactly. I mean, the video is still looking like,
it's pretty grungy. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I got. But yeah, you guys doing anything? Got any cool plans for Easter or anything? We didn't even really talk about that.
I go to brunch every year with
outside brunch.
No, God,
oh,
no.
Whoa, no. Why would I even ask that?
Yeah,
am I crazy?
Yeah, I forgot what golf course it is or what country club or whatever.
Damn, you're sounding fancy.
No, not really.
What candy are you gonna be eating? That's the real question.
Fuck none.
Why?
Yeah, I hate all Easter candy. What? I hate peeps.
You don't like chocolate?
I hate the malted eggs.
You don't like chocolate?
No, like traditional Easter candy.
See, that's the other thing about Cadbury eggs. Like, nobody actually buys the Cadbury eggs.
I just want a chocolate bunny, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chocolate bunny.
How do you eat your chocolate bunny? Head down?
Ear first.
Yeah, same here, bro. Yeah.
Nobody eats from the bottom.
That's weird. It's too heavy at the bottom.
Yeah,
it's too much.
It's too solid.
Much. Yeah, it's those feet are too solid, man.
You can't get a good gripping with your mouth on the bottom. Man.
That's hard.
Yeah. The caramel-filled ones. Oh, God. Yeah,
those are pretty good, too.
Whoa. Yeah.
Dude. Man, I remember growing up.
Oh, the Reese's eggs, by the way. Tops.
Oh, those are. Can we talk about that for a second?
Right? They're better than Reese's.
Not anymore. Now they changed them.
What? Do they have the little Reese's pieces in there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
With Reese's pieces in the Reese's pieces egg. Oh my God!
Have you had the one in the cup yet? With the Reese's Pieces?
I haven't.
That's what we're talking
I've
about.
I've opted for the original multiple
Reese's
times.
Pieces inside the Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. They came out with that a couple months ago, but in the cup.
That's what I'm saying. Same,
pretty
heat. Same thing.
I haven't had it, actually. I've gone for the old school one.
And you know what else they do with the eggs? They switch it up on the eggs?
What's that?
The white chocolate eggs. Don't they do that? Isn't that a thing?
I think they do. Yeah. See,
I'm with it.
My whole thought is, I always thought the eggs were better than the cups. It was a better ratio with the egg.
I actually like the cup. I like the cups better because the edges are harder. I don't know why. Is that a weird thing? Yeah. The edges, you get a little crunch. You get a little. Well, actually,
I could see that. Yeah.
My thing's always when I get either one, the cups or the eggs, instantly to the fridge. They have to be cold.
Yeah,
they're much better cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost any chocolate's better cold, in my opinion.
I agree.
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys, we agreed on one thing.
Especially Kit Kats.
I love Twixes. Kit Kats. Whoa.
Ooh, that's next level with the Twix.
I'm going to be eating literally all that I've mentioned, and 100% there will be some Snickers involved.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got.
Mm. Respect. Mm-mm. Respect.
That sounds great.
Okay. Let's move on to Keith. What you got? Theory of the week, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What do you got for us?
Okay. Polygraph test.
Yeah.
We all know about it.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like mainstream in the culture, as this is just 100% way to tell if somebody's lying. And that is 100% false.
Yes. Oh!
Yes.
I like that you did that.
Yes. 100% false. This, like, it's just gone so mainstream, but nobody even realizes that, like, businesses aren't allowed to use it for people taking positions, but Congress can still use it. No, I don't get that one.
What?
I think that's just a way to weed out the people they don't want.
Yeah, well, yeah. If that's true, that's still they still use that?
Yeah.
Then yeah, for sure.
It's still admissible in a court of law, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. But somehow they were granted special privilege.
Sorry, Keith.
But that's not my main point. It's all of this like can easily be cheated.
Right.
You can pass this very easily with certain training and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it was actually shown to make innocent people guilty. That's why, yeah. But it's still used to this day. And a lot of people have been jailed over this, and a lot of spies have been let free because of this test.
Wait, I have a question. So, if you can't be forced to take one, though, right? Like, can't you volunteer to take one, like, as, like, trying to clear your innocence?
I'm not really sure.
That's how they show
that.
It in the TV shows, in the movies.
That's
I don't
the
know
whole thing. Like, once you...
Yeah, 100% where my source is, right?
Yeah, once you get hooked up to it and their baseline questions, it's not even, like, it doesn't work because the baseline questions are steering you towards incriminating yourself.
Okay.
So that's, like, the whole gripe about it.
Explain that a little bit.
Okay, so I don't know all the baseline questions, but there's certain ones that they'll teach you at this certain school.
They have schools on how to beat the lie detector test?
Yeah, it takes 14 weeks to be a lie detector. That's half the time it takes to be a barber. Yeah.
These are facts, people.
Yeah. No, it is actually a fact. That's the crazy part.
Schooling.
Yeah.
We'd be like, hey, Griff, we like meet somebody you haven't seen in a while. How you been, man? Good. Hey, didn't you go to school for like a culinary school? No, I actually learned how to beat lie detector tests.
I went to lie school.
Yeah.
Wait, you did.
Administer lie detector
tests. I can murder
tests,
people and lie about it and get away with it.
Yeah. Wow. Griff. All right,
the,
keep
the, dark, that's the worst crime I could have committed.
So pretty much from the beginning, this has been called like an Orwellian invention, and like it's just a way to pretty much incriminate people for no reason and put them in jail.
That's crazy.
The FBI considered the creator of the lie detector test a phony and a crackpot.
Oh my God. But hey, let's use it though. Let's take that.
Yeah. They're pretty much saying this is pseudoscience.
I mean, it's kind of like what the Scientologist thing, I think, is like
the polls.
Yeah,
is largely the same thing.
Yeah,
It's like half of what a lie detector test is.
It's
it doesn't even give you any more close readings to what a lie detector test is.
Complete nonsense.
Yeah.
So they were saying during the Cold War, like a lot of these Russian spies were actually taught how to pass this test. So a lot of people got away with a lot of spying during the Cold War. Not great. Not great.
Isn't it crazy that people back then were just looking like, he passed, God damn, he passed the test, we gotta let him go. That's it.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was invented in 1921 either.
Whoa.
It's been around for
a long time.
Shouldn't trust anything that was invented in 1921.
Nothing?
Nothing?
No, nothing. When were airplanes invented? They were way before that. I'm gonna step back from this conversation.
Okay.
Remove myself.
So, Keith, do you have any tips for us on how to beat these things?
No, but you can pay $15.95 and get a tutorial.
So I saw in a movie one time, putting myself back in the conversation.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Vin Diesel.
Oh.
He was in this movie.
And Triple X?
Wasn't Triple X. It's an even worse movie, I think.
What's the one where he's like the space guy?
Pitch Black, but he wasn't
no,
that even.
Chronicles Riddick? Of Riddick. Riddick.
They're the same series.
There's no lie detector test in that, though.
Oh, okay.
No. Triple X, he's a spy, so I figured.
Oh, was this the one where he's like the mob boss?
I don't remember exactly which one it was, guys, but I remember one thing about it.
How are you going to bring up Vin Diesel and not expect us to just talk about how awesome he is in his movies?
Weird enough, it actually might have been Christian Bale and not Vin Diesel.
Those are two completely
I know.
Opposite ends of the spectrum here.
Big screw up on my part. But this isn't important. The important part is he had to take a lie detector test, and his way of cheating it was he put a pin
in his shoe.
So every time they'd ask him questions and stuff, he'd step on the pin, and it'd make like his heartbeat and shit like jump. You know,
they say bite your tongue.
So he'd do that.
Really?
He'd do that for like every question, and so they couldn't get any, you know, determined readings.
So that's how this thing is mainly reading your pulse and stuff, right?
It's reading all types of stuff, I think.
Yeah, like, do we
pulse,
know, what is this thing reading?
Perspiration, and there was another one.
Is like your brain? That's
Yeah, that's where it becomes
the
like
Scientology thing. Is like reading something with your electromagnetic pulses that goes through your body.
Yeah,
something?
It's a bunch of bullshit. It
seems like nonsense. Oh. Yeah. How is lying going to affect that?
So like the biggest person against this, his name is Doug Williams.
Oh, Dougie.
Hey, Doug.
And he was jailed and sentenced for selling ways like a tutorial to pass the lie detector test.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I don't get how.
What a bad break for Doug. Shout out to you, man.
But yeah, so like this dude needs to be avenged.
Yeah, seriously, though. Like, tell people what they need to know.
Keith, also, I think you could avenge him because I've heard one more thing about the lie detector.
What's that?
That like psychopaths and sociopaths.
Oh, I'm this guy then.
Almost always. Like, they pass them. They won't fail them ever.
Really. Yeah, because they believe their own lies.
Because they're steady. It just doesn't affect them to tell the lie or not. They don't feel a certain way about it.
That's another reason why they say innocent people get jailed because of this or, like, get whatever because of this. Because
they freak out. They're just freaking out.
Because they're nervous as hell.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, dude, anytime you get something hooked up to your arm tightly, right? Because one thing's wrapped around your arm and on your finger, right? Isn't that they're linked?
I think it's
anytime you get hooked up to some kind of machine and you can see it moving and stuff.
Yeah, it's gonna freak you up.
Yeah, even if you say the complete truth and you see that thing go a little bit, and then you see it a little bit more, you're gonna be like, "Oh shit! Oh fuck! What does that mean? Oh no!
Freaking the fuck out!
What does that mean? What does that mean?"
The back of your mind,
and then you see that old guy reading it, going, "Ooh,
all right, check, interesting, check X. What are you checking an X in, guy?
Exactly.
And you know, in the back of your mind, the whole time you're thinking, this goes really bad. I could be going." Jail.
Exactly.
Stakes are high.
So one of the control questions is, did you ever lie to get out of trouble?
It's like, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I was a child once.
Like, yeah, right.
So that's a baseline question.
I got you.
So it's going to lead to you incriminating yourself because you've admitted you've already lied before.
So then not only will they say...
To get out of...
So now you're a liar.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So then not only in court can they say, well, he might have passed his test, but you should hear these answers.
But he admitted that he's a liar.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's the whole thing. So it's...
That's ridiculous.
It's more of an interrogation than an actual...
Yeah, but like a completely one-sided interrogation. Yeah.
With a big fear factor. Against you, like
being especially if you're in there for like a murder charge or something, and like FBI or whatever police department. Because this Doug Williams, he was a former police officer, and then like I guess he administered some of these tests, and he was like, "Yeah, this is bullshit. I've put people in jail for no reason because of these tests." So he's coming out against this.
What do you think about those people that, like, because some of those people is their profession.
I guess.
Especially back in the day, was their profession to be like, hey, get Griff. He's the reader. You know what I mean? Like, that guy knows that shit. And he's still, you know what I mean?
He's a charlatan.
And the whole thing is, like, he is not putting people in jail. It's self-confession. Because it's not legal to use it in the court of law. So it's these people being led down until they confess. And there's a lot of false confessions.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
So, because they think they're fucked. So they think to confessing it, they're going to get a plea deal.
Yep.
And then.
Wow. That's crazy.
So they're just kind of manipulating you, backing you into a corner until.
Yeah, really. That's what it is. Yeah.
You confess.
I've seen Making a Murder. I know how it works.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I haven't seen all of it.
That's so pretty crazy.
But, yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, that's what I was just thinking. Like, what I was just said before you picked up is like back in the day, especially when it was heavily used, there was people that was their job to administer these tests and to read the results and maybe even come into, you know, to spread that news, knowing that if you do it a couple times, like you're saying, like this guy, Doug, you have to know that you're just completely screwing these people.
Maybe. Well, some of them might have bought it.
The weirdest part about this whole thing is, judicial people totally against it the entire time since its inception.
Oh.
So that's the crazy part about it. Why is law enforcement still using this?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think it
they're getting a lot of false
positives? Because it's an easy out sometimes.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of.
There's also, you know, police departments around the country that use, you know, interrogation tactics that are proven to lead to false confessions all the time. Yes. They still use those.
Yeah. Or do we know for a
fact? They want the confession bad enough and they believe the guy did it. You know? That's the thing. So they're willing to use whatever tactic they have to get that confession.
Yeah. It's like one of those things where like, okay, like we couldn't pin a mobster back in the day for anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, we got him in custody. Let's use this because we know he's a bad guy.
So set him up for something.
Yeah exactly. This will lead to something. It's kind of like Al Capone. He didn't go to jail for murder or anything like that.
Tax evasion. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody knew that sentencing was for murder and everything else that he did, but he went to jail for tax evasion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was like one of those tools where it was like, well, we're going to frown upon this because, you know.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this
but will... we got to get these people off the streets.
It's like,
And then it's turned on the public now.
It's a tool in the toolbox. You know.
Do we know for a fact that it's still being used today? Like, I don't hear any cases of where, like, oh, this guy brought up.
Well, I think it's used today.
Yeah.
Because it's thrown out in the court of law. You can't use it as evidence.
Hmm. Okay. At all?
Yeah. No.
So.
But do defense attorneys try to use it? Maybe.
Well, that could be a possibility. I think it's more like. I think it's in the police station that they use it.
Yeah.
Just to get the confession.
Just try to get some information.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's like it's a pregame to the party, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Kind of.
It's a way to set yourself up, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a night of drunkenness, but really it's confessing to.
Yeah. To always
to something you maybe didn't do.
The lie detector test.
Take the lie detector test, people.
Get a lawyer.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pay the money, man. Even if you don't have
it. They'll tell you look guilty for getting a lawyer. Just get the lawyer.
No, you're appointed.
Yeah, you're appointed. I'm saying even if you want to, you know, you don't have the money and you want to go a little bit higher, like just make sure you get something.
I've seen the night of. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if you
about.
Don't know, watch the night of. My God, what a great
amazing
show.
Amazing show.
He never watched it. He said he was going to. Never
should watch it.
Yeah,
it'll freak you out though.
No lie detector test though.
No, I don't think so. No,
they didn't need it because they screwed with him enough.
He was in a pretty bad situation.
He screwed himself. So. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Crazy. Okay, so let's go around. Percentages. Where are we at, Keith? Start us off.
100% believe.
No doubt about it.
That this is not real.
That it is not real, and not only is it not real, but it has been and is currently still used for basically falsely one-siding an interrogation.
Railroad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Good call, Tim. Yes, 100%.
Griff, where you at?
I'm coming in with a very rare 100%.
Whoa.
What?
Hey, Tim, the first ever 100%.
It's not. It's a bullshit tactic. I've heard of this before. It's just not legit. You know, you might be able to get some truths out of it every now and then, but as like a science, it is not a science. It is not a perfect science.
No, not at all.
Well, guys, I'll tell you what. I'm going to make it 3-for-3. I will say a solid 100%. And I got to tell you the truth.
First time.
I am not, I mean, you guys might think this, but I am by no means a genius. I know you probably thought that I was, but just.
I got news for you.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is that you guys? Oh, now I'm getting insights of how you think of me now.
Yeah. Sorry.
Growing up, though, I never thought I just thought it was bullshit anyway. Just growing up, just putting one and two together. And I'm sorry for all you science. You Scientology people out there. I'm sorry, but if you don't know about the Scientology polls, I believe is what they call them. Google that because it's basically a knockoff of the lie detector test. And if you think the lie detector test is bullshit, which we do, look into the Scientology polls and just message us and let us know what you think because that is probably the most ridiculous thing you'll learn.
Don't listen to them. You got to get clear, people. You got to get clear. Go do your readings. Important.
I believe in Scientology 120%. I do not want to be sued.
We're behind it. Yeah.
Yeah. We listening. Are behind Scientology, guys. Wink, wink.
I got.
We are 100% behind.
I got Scientology. Clear as shit up in here.
Yes.
We're level OT8.
OT8.
Yes. Yes. Don't want to be sued. Do not want to be sued by Scientology. Those people are on a warpath. Right.
You know what? You guys can sue me, Dukes. Your boy Dukes. Solely me because you can take the whole $75 that I got right now.
Praise be to God.
Damn, you got $75?
I know, I'm balling right now. Just got paid, man. Easter weekend. Got paid. Okay. Cool. Let's move on to weekly weirdness. Griff, you broke your phone. You're having a little trouble.
It's not broken, but it's a little bit on the jinx.
Well, know? I'm going to let you start us off because you like a true trooper to the show, can't use your phone really to look things up. So you came in like the old school homework assignment with the on the loose leaf.
I scribbled down shit on half a page of loose leaf. What's up?
Okay, Eminem.
Not the first time I've been compared to him.
So yeah, let's do that freestyle real quick.
Yeah, hit us with that cipher, bro.
Can't do it.
Well, hit us with some news, man. We see you reading your homework over here.
You're the Eminem of news.
I mean, I think we all remember being young children, and there's nothing more exciting, more delicious than a McDonald's cheeseburger, right?
Yeah,
I mean, as a young child, it was the shit. It was what you wanted. I have the tale of two youngsters who really wanted some cheeseburgers, man.
Okay.
Really did.
Mm. How young are we talking?
We're talking about an 8-year-old boy and his 4-year-old younger sister.
Okay, that's pretty young. Okay, keep going.
They're young. So they were being watched by their parents. Actually, their dad was in bed, and their mom was watching them on the couch, and she fell asleep. So these two, I guess, got to chat and were like, "Let's get some burgers, man." And so, what they did, natural, they took their dad's work van, eight year old kid.
Oh my god!
Took the work van, and he drove it. And the neighbor saw him as he was leaving. Called the authorities, and then followed him. Drove across like 4 intersections. Had to make 2 left turns.
No,
a right turn.
No,
over railroad tracks.
No,
This
kid really knew what this McDonald's was like. This.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 8. You gotta,
dude. 8. That's third. What is that? Third grade. That's third grade.
He got there. The person, the witness, also noted that he followed the traffic laws perfectly.
Dude. Do you know where he learned how to drive?
Not sure.
YouTube videos.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Is that real?
He casually learned how to drive on YouTube.
You're lying.
And his sister was hungry.
And it worked.
So he said, okay, I'll take you to McDonald's.
You're
I learned
lying.
How to drive on
no,
YouTube.
Now they're perfect. So the cops had been called. I noted that. And
whoa.
So the cops are on the way, right? But son of a bitch got his burgers before the cops got there.
They left?
Did he get home?
No, the cops got him at McDonald's. But they got their burgers first.
That's good.
Mission accomplished.
Okay, hey, then they got it, right?
They got it. When did either of you guys ever venture out as youngsters on the road? Not that young, maybe, perhaps, but I think we're past the statute of limitations here.
We have definitely.
For sure.
Yeah, I think I was 14.
I was going to say, I have definitely not taken my parents' car, but I've been with other minors that have taken cars out and. But we're talking 14, 13, 14, 15, not 8, not third grade.
No, not third grade. I think first time my buddy stole his parents' car, I guess I was 12, 13.
That's like 8th grade, right?
Yeah, went out for a little joyride,
I think I was 8th grade.
Then I hung out with a kid. He was 14 at the time, and he bought his first car, and he used to just drive it around all the time. Yeah.
So wait, do we know what kind of car this kid was driving? Was it like
it was a work van?
Oh, I mean that's not the easiest thing.
YouTube, bro.
It's amazing.
How tall was this kid? How could he see over the deck?
That's my question. Did he reach the pedals?
He should be playing basketball.
Right. Yeah, he should be.
He's out there using his blinker and shit. Like,
yeah,
good for him.
You know what? Shout out to
perfectly. Apparently.
That's really terrifying, but like, shout out to you, I guess.
Is that terrifying, or does that show us how the educational value of YouTube?
No, it's terrifying because he went out and did it. He's not. That's bad.
I think it's both. The educational value.
I think it might be both. Boys.
I mean, he didn't hit anybody. He didn't do anything.
No. I should have mentioned that part. Nobody was hurt.
Yeah, I mean, he followed the traffic laws and everything. That's good. But like, it could have been bad though. I mean,
it could have been.
I want to know where this kid got enough money for some burgers.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
When I was 8, I didn't have shit to my name.
That's true, and I had a younger sister too. Like I
wasn't buying her burgers.
I've never done anything nice like this. I'll go get you burgers.
My allowance money's not buying you burgers.
Yeah, like, get on your own.
Oh.
Yeah, you can walk there. That's what I was saying. Crazy.
Yeah. That's pretty wild, though.
We come from a different age, though, because back in our day, we all had bikes, and we just go ride our bike.
That's true.
Yeah, these kids suck nowadays. I think it's the parents that suck, really.
They YouTube.
Sounds like some irresponsible parenting.
I don't know. Not really. Nah. I mean, he did. Look at this premeditation that was in this. I mean, he looked up these videos. He learned. He taught himself. And then all he had to do was swipe the keys. That's it.
Yeah, parents weren't paying a very watchful eye to their children. I guess they can't all the time.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Let's be honest here. Your parents took a nap and you never stole the fucking car to go to McDonald's.
It's true. Like, and then pop their waterbed.
The what?
Their waterbed?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Rip. I thought I was going to make a swimming pool in the house.
You thought wrong.
Man. I did. Sharpened a pencil real sharp.
Oh, my God. My parents used to have a waterbed, too. If they I popped to that, murder though, me. Yeah. My dad probably would have sold me.
That was the first time I remember being.
Oh, my God.
I was like 5, 6 years old.
My dad would have sent me, for some reason. I would have been on a first class trip to boarding school.
I thought I was going to turn the house into a swimming pool, bro.
For some reason, I just imagined Tim using a knife to sharpen his pencil to stab the bed with.
Yeah, I got this pencil.
I look exactly like I look now, just a smaller version of me, too. That was pretty accurate.
I could study using a knife now, bro. I saw it in a cartoon.
Gotta get real sharp. Gotta get it real sharp.
Well, Keith, I'm going to let you. I know you got a lot of stuff, but I actually want to bounce right off of here, Griff, because I actually have a story that involves McDonald's. It won't be very long. But over in the UK, I believe, they're calling it the Fast and Furious Gang. Oh, no. They were busted at a McDonald's. But let me give you a little backstory.
I need a backstory.
These guys, it was seven people. I'm not sure if they were all guys or girls or what. But seven people, they're calling the Fast and Furious Gang. They were going around blowing up, using explosives to blow up ATM machines. Okay?
What?
And
I like it.
Then they had all these modified cars. That's why they're calling them Fast and Furious, because they were all these street racing cars and stuff. That were reportedly they would be able to get up to around 150 miles an hour on the streets after blowing up these ATMs. So they'd rob these ATMs and then just fly and then outrun the cops. And, you know, it's a cool story. It's like a movie. You know, it's cool, whatever.
Yeah. Fast 9.
But
it's out today, isn't it?
Oh, so
Fast 8.
They ransacked these ATMs from England to Scotland is what this is saying. And, you know, that's a fun story and stuff, but the pit of their downfall, Griff, as you were just saying, everybody just, sometimes you can't pass up on a McDonald's burger.
They got McFucked.
Griff was really sad about that. He's like, got another one down in the McDonald's burger, babe. They had just, these guys had just hit an ATM for like 100,000 pounds or whatever it is over there. And
$8 US.
Is that what it is?
No, I have no idea. I think the pound is pretty close to them.
So
a lot more than that.
So they outrun more than 100,000 euros actually, not pounds, euros. Is it euros? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, so they
not for long.
They
hard to say.
From what I understand, they robbed this one, and then the cops are chasing them, and they fly past them because they're the Fast and Furious gang. Mm-hmm. Then so they're about. They say there are about three hours.
Too furious.
You know, like about 3 hours later, they're outrun these cops, mm-hmm. and they're like, man, we're good. We're golden, bro. They stop at a McDonald's. Well.
They wanted some golden arches. Bro.
Greedy. Just so greedy. Well, it just so happened. What they don't know is undercover cops, off duty. I should say, not undercover. Off duty cops love McDonald's themselves. And so
stereotypes.
They
like
all
a
stop.
Well-known thing?
They all skirt in. They all skirt in with these street cars, knowing on the news that they're wanted. It's a 7-car gang. And you know, this cop calls it in, says, "Hey, I'm at this McDonald's with these guys, busted right there in the McDonald's." Just how cool of a story, but with such a embarrassing downfall.
And at McDonald's.
Yeah, such an embarrassing downfall. You know, I had to get it out because it's funny that you played up. The first thing Griff says is. Everybody's been there. We just want a McDonald's burger. These guys, they wanted a McDonald's. They couldn't pass.
You know?
I'm in the hamburger.
These people probably aren't the smartest. So I'm going to start my...
That's Keith's always go-to when we have these stories. He's always said, these are dumb criminals. Like,
if they were smart criminals, they wouldn't have gotten caught.
That's the whole point. Yeah. They're stopped at McDonald's after they just robbed an ATM for 100 grand. Yeah, they're not smart.
Well, I know this.
Okay.
But I never understood, like... I'm going to use my super tricked out car that everybody's going to recognize to do these robberies. Like
it was always a problem.
Not only that. Not only that.
One especially.
Yeah.
Not only that, but seven of them and all seven of them go to a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys. Come on. You're going to bring the whole crew with you?
Really? Especially if you just stole 100,000 euros. Are you kidding me? I'm getting steak and potatoes. all day. I'm not stopping at McDonald's.
You know what? If I'm over in Europe, I'm going to, first of all, I'm going to drive to another country probably, or at least try. I'm going to cross some kind of border. I'm not going to like just, I mean, they're only like a couple hours afterwards. They were like, oh man, I'm really hungry from that jacking we just
did. Yeah, but then you got to go through like border security. That could be a problem.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Especially if you're in the UK. You have to go. There's only one way in.
Well, guys, let's be serious about this. If they were a legit Fast and Furious gang, they'd have a really cool hideout with probably The Rock's hanging out with them somewhere. But
yeah.
Or hunting them. It depends on what point we're at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Where are we at in the series?
Yeah.
That's what it really depends on. Uh-huh. They were.
I think they're Europe like a very diverse crew of friends.
Well, they were in Tokyo. Yeah, Tokyo.
They've been to Tokyo. What was the one with Jason Statham?
One of them's down. Fast 7. One of them's in South America, like Brazil, Rio or something.
Yeah.
I think that was Fast 6.
That's when The Rock was hunting them. Then after that was.
It was Fast 7. Yeah. And now Fast 8, I think, came out today. Or I think this one's called The Fate of the Furious.
Oh. Yeah, I think Vin Diesel turns on the crew.
Vin Diesel's
dude. Yeah, apparently.
It's a shame.
It is.
So anyway,
friendship is going awry.
Yeah.
All right, let's swing it over to you, Keith. What you got?
Okay, so last Saturday, if you lived, I'm pretty sure it was Dallas, Fort Worth area, their tornado sirens got hacked.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah.
And they were going off. Every single siren was going off for about an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, I read about that.
I'd be so pissed.
And it was early,
freaking the fuck out.
Wasn't it? It was super early in the morning too, right? Like it was
No, I think it was late at night.
Oh, okay.
So I guess when technically was this? Early in the morning.
Yeah, it was recently, very recently.
I picked up the story last Sunday, but I think April 8th, so last Saturday.
Yeah,
I'd be thinking the world might be ending.
Yeah,
but yeah, for sure. Especially in the middle of the night, you're like, oh my god, what's happening?
And Dallas has already had problems with their 911 call center being overwhelmed. And just happened again Saturday, so not great.
And not only one, though, everyone, right?
Every single one was going on.
So what's the first thing you think of, like some kind of nuclear?
Zombies. I would think it was like a fucking air raid or something.
Yeah, bombing,
like,
right? Yes.
Oh God, we just hit Syria yesterday. Is Russia already retaliating?
How long did it take for that department to come out and say, my bad, sorry? How long did
they got hacked.
Yeah, I know, but then they didn't release any information for like a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
They might not have been able to.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
pretty sure, because you said it went all night, right?
Something. It was like an hour and 45 minutes, something like that. Yeah.
Sounds like they got them pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who the fuck hacks? Who? Seriously, though.
See, this
who
does hackers, that? Bro. This is
they're mischievous.
Who's going to hack? That's some cruel shit, though. That is some cruel stuff.
Dude, people just want to see the world burn.
Uh-oh. Alfred.
Yeah.
Alfred? What?
As a quote from Alfred, Batman's butler.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sure it came from somewhere else than Alfred.
That's a nice quote.
He's the one I heard say it.
Yeah. Same
was that when Batman was trying to give up and
they first hear about the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling him about the Joker and he doesn't really understand his motives. Tells him the story about a jewel thief, and he ends it with some people just want to watch the world burn.
Wow, Griff, good for you.
I've always heard there's nothing more scarier than a idle hacker, or like a hacker with nothing else going on.
Right.
A bored hacker, I guess.
Yeah, sure, I get it.
And I'm guessing it was some punk kid somehow got into the
system. I hope it was a kid.
System.
I hope it was a kid. I mean, that's,
this is a scary thought.
Yeah.
Watch out, guys. We're talking shit on Scientologists and now hackers. Well, we are a digital medium.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Oh, yeah. I'm not on the internet, but...
Let me ask you a question.
You're currently recording for an internet show.
I know.
Have either of you ever seen the movie War Games?
Yeah, long time ago.
Like the old one?
With Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller.
Guys, think about this. If we're hacking... I'm not saying that we're going to go into hacking programs that starts a war, but guys, I mean, if somebody's out there going to hack every siren in a city or a state or whatever it is, who says that somebody's not going to try and go up a little bit higher up the chain, a little bit higher? I mean, that's kind of scary. Says it.
Call me the weirdo,
totally happened.
But our infrastructure is
shitty.
Yeah.
Wait, let me explain this. For those of you who don't know about the old school War Games movie, I believe it was in the 80s. It had whatever Ferris Bueller's real name is.
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Broderick. And he basically hacks a game without knowing that he hacks a game. And that game turns out to actually start the next World War.
And it's actually NORAD's like war game system.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's actually it's old, but it's, I grew up watching that movie. When my grandma was watching me, I think I watched it once a week. If you're out there, I highly suggest it. It's actually a very good movie. And it can be incorporated to today, especially when we talk about people.
Yeah.
I mean, he essentially hacked this without even knowing he hacked it. But today people are intentionally doing it, which is very scary to me. I don't know if I'm just going like crazy guy needs to go to a shelter or something.
No, our water supply can be shut down.
Yeah.
Because of this.
You're most definitely not crazy. This is one of our nation's like top security.
This is a real thing.
This isn't just you. This is a real problem.
This is,
And but the problem is that like it's just there's always going to be somebody that can hack it. Like, you know, every generation, the security gets better. It gets better and the hackers get better.
Yeah.
The security gets better.
Yeah.
The hackers get better.
Always.
And the hackers always seem to be a step ahead, actually.
Yeah.
There's always some.
You just got to hope there's
some
white
uber
hat,
genius out there.
Not a black hat.
Right. Or that, you know, they don't just want to watch the world burn.
Exactly.
That, too.
Yeah. That hopefully they have like a reasonable motive. Like, not saying it's okay, but their motive isn't to just, like, kill tons of people.
I was going
to
say, but what even if it was just a, I mean, what a sick prank, though. I mean, even if it was somebody that had no intention of any kind of harm at all, it's just prank. Well, come on. I mean, just think about this if you think about it for maybe 3 minutes.
I think it's one of those things that, like, I know I can do this, so I'm going to.
Oh, you think it's like a show off? Oh, yeah. I have heard stories about this where they have hackers have been interviewed and been like, oh, you know what, you don't know about Keith? Yeah, Keith's the guy that set up those alarms. We got him to our hack crew or something. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
What's scary is the possibility, you know, the possibilities of moving, of kind of, you take this down to the bottom of the ladder and what that ladder can, where it can go upwards from there. It's kind of scary.
I mean, if we're going to rebuild our infrastructure, I would start with the cybersecurity part of it.
Yeah.
And, maybe even like try and get it away from that, more physical security. That would be great.
I've also heard of stories.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I've also heard of stories of people doing these things like this, major things, and then the government snatch them up and be like, all right, come work for us.
Oh totally.
Yeah, that's how
so maybe it's a job application.
Oh, it totally is in a lot of cases.
You know what I mean?
It could be.
Maybe it's like, hey guys, I'm here.
The best security guys in the world tend to be like ex-hacker people.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like maybe it's like, hey guys, I'm here. Come check me out.
It's one of those things like throw me millions of dollars.
And it's kind
of,
which is a crazy thing. Like if you look into that, it's pretty wild. It's a pretty fun hole to go down.
The security guys actually have to be hackers, like by nature, because what they're doing is constantly probing for any hole in the security. So they're constantly trying to hack their own systems,
Well, isn't that what they do with a lot of beta testing for like video games even?
I think
stuff
so.
Like that.
Yeah.
Like they'll send it out to well-known people and
try to find flaws.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, man, we'll have to keep our eyes open for that. I know they've released a statement saying like our system has been, our system has been compromised or something like that. I know they did say that, but we'll have to keep our eyes and ears open to see if anything happens in the future.
Yeah.
But let me get my last story out the way real quick. It's a quick hit. Guys, right off the top of your head, the most expensive place let's say like a yearly parking would be?
Most expensive?
Yeah.
New York City.
Yeah.
But no, I mean like Hong Kong, Beijing, areas like that.
Let's say in our country.
In the country?
Yeah.
I'd say New York or LA, one of the two.
Off the top of my head, I would think New York, but part of me wants to say San Francisco is probably nuts.
Well, I before I actually say what the story is, I do want to say this. The other day I was caught a glimpse of the Real Housewives episode.
God, what is wrong with you?
I watch a lot of different.
What show did you tell us? Divas.
Divas. Yeah.
I watch a lot of different stuff.
All right, you do.
I'm in the media world.
If that's your excuse.
But you guys, this is good though. This is good though. Listen, so she was selling her. It was a New York loft or like an apartment.
Yeah.
And she added another. I think it was $400,000 under the selling price because she had her own parking spot.
Oh, for sure.
$400,000.
Oh, for sure.
Just saying. It was also like a $7 million loft. So that
in Manhattan, probably Fifth Avenue or something.
Disgusts me.
Right. Yeah. Well, let me get to my story here because that is like ultra balling. This is not like
big time
on ball level, but I thought this was interesting because it caught my attention because You know, parking sucks, you know, especially when you go downtown. It just sucks all the time, you know, meters and all that stuff. Well, the city of Charleston, South Carolina, is one of the guys, I guess, I think he owns like a loft or something down. Apparently, Charleston downtown is a very nice downtown from what I hear, but it's very small and condensed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy is selling, not his loft, not leasing anything, but he's selling his parking spot, a parking spot downtown. Yearly rate, how much would you say in Charleston, South Carolina?
I'm gonna guess $1 million.
No, it's not. It's anything. I shouldn't have led with the housewives. It's crazy. Yeah, that was crazy.
$30,000.
$74,000 is what the yearly price will cost you to park in that spot. Wow. Just, no, actually, just to have that spot.
How great of a parking spot is it? I mean,
I can't tell you that, but I just the overall fact of it, and just not ridiculous.
It better have a tube in front of it to now, like take me what. To whatever building I want to go to down there.
Yeah.
Like the Hyperloop we talked about last or 2 weeks.
Yeah, ago. But for humans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. New York, you can kind of, you obviously don't understand those prices, but you can kind of get why they're so expensive, because in New York, there's just not any room. Everything is there.
People stacked on top of people, stacked on top of people.
We're talking, I mean, one of the biggest cities, right? We're talking about South Carolina.
That's how plagues start.
We're talking about, okay, let's not go down that road.
Science.
We're talking about South Carolina, where it's, I would like to think of just a much more of a normal city. I mean, you know, not New York. It's not LA.
It's a bit of a touristy town, I think.
Sure. Yeah. But 74, I'm going to round it up to $75,000 to park there downtown. Wow.
I would like to search.
You know what I could do
here
for $75,000?
In the city of St. Louis, you can do a lot.
A whole lot. It'd be insane. Somebody's paying that just to park downtown maybe twice a week. Three times a week, maybe?
I just wouldn't
buy
drive
a house here. Yeah. Oh, dude, for real. I mean, my sister lives in New York, and eventually she just got rid of her car. At one point, her car got impounded because she got a bunch of tickets or something, wasn't paying the thing.
Yeah.
And she decided to get it out of impound was like cheaper than it would have been to pay for the parking.
Yeah, like you can have it. Just have it.
No, to get it out of impound was cheaper than it would have been to pay for the parking.
Oh, my God. That's absolutely ridiculous.
So you could just park it in impound.
I guess. That's loophole. Any New York listeners out there.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
Something tells me that probably doesn't work, but yeah. Wow. Something like that.
Yeah, you're probably right, but. Yeah. Or maybe just everybody takes advantage of it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's a giant impound lot.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy stuff. Okay. What else you got?
All right. Let me open up my phone really quick. Okay. Rapper in Australia. Okay.
I love rappers.
Iggy Azalea?
Shout out.
Not Iggy Azalea. He sat down for a nice, lavish seafood meal.
Was he in Australia when this happened?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Dangerous, just to start.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
He was on the Gold Coast, or I have no idea where that is, but that's where he was. Sits down on this pier at this nice seafood restaurant.
Okay.
About $600 bill.
Ooh.
I know what this is.
He's balling.
He's not balling.
He's not balling.
So he doesn't pay for it. Staff starts running after him.
Yeah.
He takes off, jumps off the pier into the ocean.
Oh, no.
Won't come out.
Oh, no.
Police go out to get him.
Oh,
he dives underwater to try and get away.
What? Where's he going?
He was out there for a while, apparently.
Don't know. not back to the restaurant, I can guarantee that.
Apparently, there was like 20 tequila shots on the bill.
Yeah.
For the record.
How bad is this going to hurt his street cred? Real bad.
I think it boosts it.
It boosts it, bro.
Because you just abiding the law, running from the law.
Fuck that.
Do you know what's in that ocean in Australia?
Free seafood. Hey, on
there's great whites out there, man.
Tim, after 20 shots of tequila, he ain't worried about what's in the water.
Nothing.
You know what? Dude. I've heard of dine and dashes before, but I guess in Australia it's dine and dive. Is that dine and dive? Hey.
I guess so, yeah. no, thank you.
We should try that next time. Let's all go to a restaurant, a really expensive one, and just we actually have no water to jump in.
The Mississippi, we could do it.
I was going to say, I feel like I'm going to pay for this bill. Watching you guys run and jump in.
You want to jump in that nasty-ass water?
I'm not doing that. Yeah,
gross. I'll pay for it.
Do we have this guy's name, this rapper name?
Hold on, give me one second.
We got to have this guy's name. I'm going to start listening to his music. Oh, I'm going to shout this guy out.
Kangaroo Jack?
Terry Peck is his name.
That's his real name?
Yeah, I don't know what his rapper
T-Pizzy?
Name is.
T-Pizzy?
God, I hope not.
He should totally go by Kangaroo Jack.
He should probably just stop rapping.
How typical, Griff. He might be really good, though. He just had an off night, that's all.
Oh, he had an off night.
I think he had an off life.
Oh, whale.
Shots fired. You don't know him, Keith.
Yeah, Keith.
Yeah, nor do I care.
Hostile.
If anybody, if you're a ballin' ass rapper, look at this chain. All right, look at that chain.
It's a serious.
He can't afford $600.
That's fake gold.
That is spray paint.
It's obviously fake, and it does look spray painted.
He painted that.
But come on, man. Like people are trying to make a living off of this.
You know what? I'm gonna look at that.
I'd be very pissed if he was my table and I was a waiter.
I'm gonna look at the glass half full here and say, shout out to you for trying. Trying terribly, but you tried.
The dude's 33.
Ugh, yeah, you should.
And he can't afford $600, dude.
You know what though? I'm gonna look at it half empty. Griff, you just brought up a good point. Shout out to those waiters and waitresses that had that table, because that sucks.
That's obnoxious.
All night you're looking for that.
Yeah.
And then that happens. Although you did get entertained that night. Some highly
That's
entertainment.
Stories forever.
Yeah, you're living that forever.
Crazy. He did go to jail, so.
Wow. Well. Yeah, he took the complete wrong way to outdo that one.
Yeah.
Dude,
man, I'm just going to jump into the ocean.
Hey.
I guess it was more like, oh, man, I was about to go.
Are you going to give us? Are you going to give me a gangster Australian accent?
You gotta
Do you have this in the repertoire?
You got to hear it now.
I don't know.
You got to hear
this. This will be so impressive.
Let me think. Because it's weird. Because, like, they don't have the same culture we do.
Just say it, Keith.
So it'd be strange. Like, yo, man.
Throw some shrimp on the barbie, man.
I don't even know
say
how
it,
to do
just
it.
Just say it, Keith.
Hey, mate. I'm not paying for this bill.
I don't know if that was Australian or
I don't know if it was Australian or gangster.
We respect the effort.
I need to drink a little more. Yeah. I'll bust it out.
That was a very specific accent we asked for. He did his best.
Gangster Australian.
Hey, that's
just
tough.
Play an Iggy Azalea song. You'll get it.
No, God, no.
I think that's what it is, though. I think that is what a gangster in Australia is, though. It's hard to be sure.
I don't know about that. Okay, all right.
I'll blast you with my 45, mate. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Just stop. Just stop now. Okay, that's hilarious.
That was bad.
That's hilarious. Griff, you got something over there?
I just want to say, hey, United.
Oh, God.
Hey, United.
Okay.
We're not even talking about the doctor here, guys.
No.
There's another incident with these fuckers.
The scorpion?
I mean, a scorpion fell on a passenger's head and stung them on a United flight. I mean, it happened.
When?
Mm-hmm. Last week, I think.
Before this?
It was actually
before this.
Oh, boy.
United, get your shit together.
Yeah.
They're done, dude.
It is dangerous to get on a United flight these days, people. It is dangerous.
They're hurting. Their shares dropped. They dropped.
Dude.
They dropped.
Bad investment. Bad money move. Like, you could have given this guy.
No, the PR is going to. That's going to hurt.
It's like millions of dollars of PR.
I mean, personally, I'd buy now.
I just read an article about.
That's true. People forget about this in a month.
Yeah, they're not going away. I'd buy now.
Well, I just read an article that now Southwest is doing something about sending out some kind of special, like if you say that you are a United customer or something, they give you like a percentage off or some shit.
Damn, they're poaching.
Oh, yeah.
What a way to step up business.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, get them while they're down, man.
It's cutthroat business, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that air business. How you call it? What's a good word? Term to air? Aviation business?
Yes.
I don't know how to say that.
Sure.
Commercial aviation.
When you get to the big boys like United, Southwest, you got to listen. If you know what United messed up so bad, and especially with this that I did not hear about, Griff, by the way, like they deserve to get stepped on.
No,
a little bit.
I really don't think this is United's fault.
The Scorpion.
We're talking about the Scorpion here.
Scorpion,
staying away from the doctor issue. The Scorpion.
Yeah,
Scorpion.
I don't know.
You gotta sweep the plane for Scorpion.
You gotta check your plane.
Gotta sweep the plane for Scorpion.
You gotta check your plane.
Yeah,
you gotta check.
How the hell does a Scorpion get on a plane?
And it was flying from Houston to Calgary. Was the flight?
Oh, what?
That is a long flight.
Oh. Yeah, so I guess there's scorpions in Texas.
Oh my god.
Maybe I should have known that.
Yeah. Ugh. If a scorpion, dude, I would let that thing sting me, and I'd sue for so much.
Bro. Apparently, it was a non-venomous.
Great investment plan. How to turn $800 into $8 million.
That's what that dude who got beat up's doing.
Yeah,
he's about to be rich.
Homeboy's getting rich.
Oh yeah,
sketchy guy though. Apparently,
I'm not going to character assassinate the man.
Yeah,
what they did was fucked up.
Yeah,
but
he's about to be paid though.
Yeah, that dude's got a lot of shit on him.
Yeah.
Which they let fly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they did. They're gonna dump that big time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're gonna character assassinate him.
Oh yeah.
That's already begun.
Yeah. And then they're gonna pay him millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. That's my belief.
Because it doesn't matter if he's the biggest scumbag in the world. What you did was still wrong.
Yeah. They're gonna have to settle. They're gonna settle for sure. Out of court for sure.
Two wrongs don't make a right. My parents taught me that at a very young
age. Yeah.
Oh, look at you, Griff.
I mean, he might even get some money from Chicago too.
Because it was Chicago,
Chicago PD, yeah.
Dude, they busted his teeth and stuff.
No, yeah, dude,
like so excessive,
He has to have like really dental
reconstructive surgery,
yeah, like really bad.
I'm not gonna lie though,
excessive.
I laughed my ass off when I saw the video. I really did.
Not even the video, but what's
yelling, dude? It was fucking hilarious.
What's actually kind of funny though is Griff. I'm sure you see.
I just found the lady that was yelling, super annoying.
Griff, I'm sure you've seen the memes, though.
What are you doing? They're beating the shit out of
you. You've seen the memes, Griff, I'm sure. There's been a lot of
probably some
stuff
of,
come out of people, like, taking L's in life, and then they'll just have a split screen and just show the guy getting dragged. Like, that's just bad. Funny stuff, but bad stuff. You know, it's like...
You know what? No.
It's like when you drop your toothbrush or something, and then it just shows the guy, like, getting
dragged.
United. There's
nothing bad, man. It's all funny. This dude's about to get paid.
Yeah, it's
He'll
true.
Be okay.
He'll be okay.
He's going to look back at this as the best day of his life.
Yes.
And he's probably going to get a better teeth than what he had, too.
Probably.
Honestly.
Probably, man.
dude's getting a Paul Wall grill put in.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, just give me just straight diamonds, man. Hey, that's what I want.
Just
straight
diamonds. He's sitting sideways.
Oh, Griff.
Uh-oh. You are the Eminem of the news world.
I got the hip-hop references, guys.
Okay.
Got them all.
Give me your gangster Australian.
Yeah. Say that in gangster Australian, please.
Sitting sideways, mate.
Oh, my God.
Is that going to be me and you go to it? Like, just say mate at the end.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, that's embarrassingly bad, both of you.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. All right, let's move on. Anything else? Can you try something else? All right.
I'm sure you guys have heard about this. The kids love for Wendy's chicken nuggets?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, man. So, this Carter Wilkerson from Nevada is trying to get 18 million retweets.
Whoa. That's a lot.
Yeah. And Wendy's has promised him free chicken nuggets for a year.
Oh, I thought, what did you say? I thought you were about to say for life.
Me too.
I think he has stepped it up. I think Wendy's have stepped it up and is offering for life and then a charity of his choice, I think like $100,000 or something. Or maybe that was Ellen DeGeneres and Bradley Cooper because that's the highest retweeted picture of all time.
What is?
Was that the selfie with Ellen DeGeneres and all those celebrities.
At the Oscars or whatever?
Yeah.
That's the most retweeted picture of all time?
Yeah, 16 million.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, what is he trying to get retweeted, though? Just a picture of McNugget? Or not Wendy's Nuggets?
I'm thinking it's his conversation with Wendy's right here.
Okay, so the text of this, he's trying to get that retweeted.
He probably said, hey, Wendy's, if I get this retweeted a certain amount of times.
Yeah, just that. Okay.
Yeah, he's up to 3 million so far.
Wow, 3 million.
Maybe he's a sixth of the way there.
Yeah.
So. And how long, when it shows you the date of when he said that. So, how long ago has he... That tweet, when is that?
April 7th.
My God, that's not long ago at all.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 7 days ago.
Is there a time frame on this?
Like, no time frame. So
3 million in 7 days?
He's going to get there.
Yeah, he's going
to
get
there. A lot of people have caught on to this, and a lot of people have retweeted it. Like, he was mentioned on the Ellen DeGeneres show the other day with Bradley Cooper on there, and they were like, yeah, retweet this. A lot of celebrities have jumped on. Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad jumped on. And I just, Google, Microsoft, they're trying to, like, I guess put in their platforms for, like, trending and shit.
Wow.
Amazon. Yeah. United.
How crazy would it be?
Get this kid some nuggets.
How crazy would it be to have your, you know, like, everyone, you say your 15 minutes of fame. How crazy would it be to that if you took your 15 minutes of fame, cash it in, and in turn basically, how crazy would it be that your 15 minutes of fame would provide you for a lifetime supply of Wendy's chicken nuggets? That's pretty so insane. Tired of those Think nuggets. About that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be done after like a month, right?
Yeah, start selling them.
No, but they probably what if they get, you think they give him like a debit card and it's just like whenever he chooses to go, he just says
flashes the card.
I'm that guy.
I'm the kid.
Yeah. Free nug kid.
Free nugs.
They're like, oh my god, oh, cook, put him in the fryer. Yeah. Right now. They're like, everyone just starts hustling. They're like, he's here.
The king of the nuggets.
He's like a legend.
So yeah, so I thought that was pretty awesome.
No, that you know what, that honestly, that's insane. I mean, that's insane. What's insane about it? I wouldn't say that people tweet things all the time. It's like, hey, can I get a million retweets? I'll get a free movie or something. People do that shit all the time. But what's crazy, they kind of got 3 million retweets in a week.
Yeah.
But we have to also ask. Let me rephrase that. We also have to ask. There has been a lot of things, especially with memes. People do these things where they tweet or these conversations where they're Photoshopped. They're not completely real. Are we sure this is real? Have we looked this on Twitter ourselves and seen that this is real?
Oh, this tweet? This is 100% real. Like I said, it was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Okay. Kill K coming with the credible information.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying,
anything,
you know,
but credible,
a lot of people, you know, Photoshop things and they think these conversations, like people will put like a text conversation, a really funny one, and it's just completely fake. Or like the whole thing, you know, like when Trump had to sign that bill, whatever, and was people putting the most ridiculous things.
And I've seen a million fake Trump tweets as well.
So. Oh, yeah.
I saw the other day somebody was tweeting about Kevin Garnett, like he's a savage, and it had all these tweets about him ripping on other people, and he never tweeted it.
No, it was real.
Just ridiculous.
No, it was real. It was on the internet.
The internet's
there you go. It was real.
Duh.
Hey, well, it's real enough for us to pick it up, right?
Real enough for you to mention it.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's a solidly low bar.
I just want you to know, Kevin Garnett, if you're listening, I seriously love you. Okay. No, but seriously, Keith, that's hilarious, dude. I mean, hey, you know what? Shout out to that guy. Hopefully he gets it.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, get your 18
get your nugs, man.
Yeah, get your nugs, dude.
Yeah.
Get your nugs.
That's what I'm saying.
If you get on Ellen DeGeneres to say that, like, that's got to be pretty serious, right?
Yeah. Could you imagine going to college with free nugs?
Oh, my. It would have changed. It would have been a game changer. Yeah. Game changer.
You'd have been that dude. Drunk nugs?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I would be a big hit.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hit.
I might be like 400 pounds, but I'd be a big hit.
Dude, I'd be a big hit. I'd be real fat.
That's a fact.
Oh, man. Okay.
Unless like Wendy's closed at 12, that would suck.
Or like they go, like
I got free nugs all the time.
They go
bankrupt.
They go
bankrupt
the next,
because
like,
of
year.
The nugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anything else? You got anything good for us before we get out of here?
No, that's all I got.
Griff, you got anything?
I'm fresh out.
I'm out too. So what we're gonna do here is we're gonna wrap up. I think we might be on average time. It might even be a little bit earlier for the episode, but we gotta wrap this up quick because in about an hour, our hometown Blues start up for game 2 of the playoffs. So we're gonna have to catch that. So before we get out of here and catch that, let's get our shout outs out. Who wants to start?
Shout out to the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, okay. Right off the bat. Okay.
And humpback whales, and that's all I got.
Oh, wow. Griff, your shouts have been very quick lately.
Shout out to the Blues.
Yeah.
Our town, our team. Let's do it this year. And shout out to Jesus Christ.
For Easter?
For Easter.
Wow, okay. Going religious with it.
Yeah.
I would also like to do a Easter shout out. It will not be religious, but I want to shout out to all you guys listening, man. Hope you guys have a good Easter. Celebrate with your friends and your family. That's what I do it for. I know it's a religious thing, but if you're like me and you're not going on the religious front, just make sure you're around good people and have a good time, man. And do me a favor. Do it for me. Eat as much candy as you can. Eat as much chocolate as you can. Even if you're on a strict diet, Easter's the day, man. Just let it go a little bit. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Monday, you can catch back up.
Lent's over. Okay? You do you.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, that's the other thing, too. Yeah. If you gave up something for Lent, it's done for. You most likely, hopefully, accomplished whatever that was. I failed every Lent that I ever tried in my life. As a young kid, I failed every single Lent.
I gave up giving up stuff.
Found
the loophole.
There you go.
Hacked the system.
Found the loophole.
He switched it, kind of like that lie detector test.
I come from a family of heathens, so we didn't do that nonsense. Yeah.
But anyway, guys, really though, have a good Easter and celebrate with your friends and family. And we here at the ABC Pod hope that you have a good holiday weekend overall, even though this will be by the time you hear this, it will already be over. But
yeah, we hope you had.
Let me put that in past tense. We hope you had one. And
is that a tampon?
No,
it's his loose sleeve.
It was my notes.
Sorry.
Okay, so with that being said, man, we are going to bounce out of here. We're going to catch that game, like I said. Check us out. Anywhere that you get your podcast, we're there. Tell a friend. And especially head over to iTunes and hit us up with a rating review. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, wherever. We're there. Also, we are planning for next week to have a special guest on. We're going to switch it up a little bit. If it's not next week, it'll be 2 weeks, but I'm thinking it'll happen next week. We're going to have one of our good friends, Nicolette, on, or a phone call. She runs a cool blog called Chic Chronicles, and we're going to talk a little bit of fashion, guys. A little fashion. It'll get interesting, that's for sure.
I know nothing.
Yeah, it's the whole point.
We're gonna... Jeans, t-shirts, and boots.
Well, what I'm hoping for is that she can...
I don't know how to talk about it.
I'm hoping that she can provide a little insight to us. Because we're always trying to learn, right? Maybe last week we learned about the wrestling world. Maybe next week we'll learn a little bit about the fashion world. And we're going to quiz her real quick because we're going to have to. She's going to hopefully give you all you guys and me some new style tips. Fashion style tips.
I'm Hoosier Chic. It's cool.
So that's in the plan. So stay tuned for that. And with that being said, we're going to bounce out of here. So have a good week and we'll catch you next week.
Bubba. Deuces.